Boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-boop-boop. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Maddie.
Welcome to Polar Opposites.
Hello.
So this is what, episode 8?
Yeah.
We made it past the average length of a series. Of a podcast series, because we're dedicated.
I'll also be bored, and none of our roommates want to listen to us anymore.
So this is our outlet. Also, I feel like now I can only talk to Maddie if I'm doing it in form of a podcast. Otherwise, she'll hear my story 50,000 times.
I know that some people, some podcasts, they wait. They don't speak about their personal lives until...
Oh, do we need to be quiet?
The podcast.
The parents are coming in.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone
be quiet. Scared the shit out of me. Ow, that actually hurt.
Well, anyways.
Thank
you for joining us today on our podcast featuring Tanya washing his dishes and Bruce getting Tupperware.
What to do?
Oh my god. They are not allowed.
Alicia.
They're not allowed in our podcast.
But we've already introduced them as their alter egos.
That's true. But they haven't proven us really. Oh my god, you bitches. I bought these chips. The really good sweet potato, you know, the natural ones, the taro.
You're already gone?
Yeah, because these motherfuckers.
Can't tell me nothing. The bees in the cut. The bees in the
cut. Literally, that bag was gone within a day.
I didn't even try them.
Oh. Okay. So the Yes Story released a podcast today. Already has a billion listens. And it's so freaking lame. And I like the Yes Story, but...
Who?
Yes Story, it's they're these bros that just do things in life.
I don't like bros that do things in life, though.
I don't know, they're really cool.
Oh, they are.
But their podcast is just storytelling. I don't really like that.
Maybe we're not interesting enough.
No, we're interesting enough. They are just
them.
Telling stories. No.
No.
Anyways. Today, we are talking about...
stages of simping.
And cuffing season.
Oh, no.
We didn't know what cuffing season was.
Yeah. That's so funny. One of our roommates...
Didn't know what cuffing season was? I think she was lying.
No, she really didn't know.
What's cupping season?
I was with her. She really
That's
didn't.
You year round. You just want to be cupping year round.
She's like, what's cupping season? I just have my wedding dress and ring ready to go.
Do normals don't want to do that?
But
it's real. Because in the winter, I get cold. I just want a blanket. I just want someone who's 1,000 degrees. Men.
He's calling men hot-headed? Or...
No. They run, so hot.
Maddie,
for those of you who've laid in a bed before with a man, it's 1,000 degrees sometimes.
Baby, I heat up. I am fine.
Okay.
I have my own furnace.
That's why it's a joke of, girls, but they're cold.
Furnace.
That's why I have extra layers. Of me. I have extra furnace. Anyways. We pulled up a... Are we allowed to... I need to pull up my phone.
No, it's a sticky note in your room.
It's a sticky note in my room? No, the stages.
Oh.
I don't want a sticky note.
Honey.
Yo.
I
gotta cough something up in order to have this.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently there are 7 stages of cuffing season. I thought it was just cuffing season and you're there and you're done. Yeah, see, that's what I discovered today, Tanya. There's stages to cuffing season.
There's stages to everything in life.
So the stages, thanks for asking, Tanya. The stages of cuffing season are scouting, drafting, tryouts, preseason, cuffing season,
awesome.
Playoffs, and championship game.
Fucking championship game. That's just funny.
Well, Me and Maddie are going to break it down for you what we think each stage means, because we discovered this today. Well, I discovered this today. I feel like Maddie's been playing the long game for a while.
Long game? Bitch, I'm not even a player. I'm just a coach.
So
you've already given up on cupping
season?
Why are you in this podcast?
No, I like it when you interrupt, because you're not talking to me.
That means you're only looking to see other people succeed, not yourself. So why are you giving up already?
I am the definition of self-destruct. What am I looking for?
So
what does that even mean?
That you
saw self-destruct.
I just like to self-destruct sometimes.
She's...
What does it have to do with cupping season?
Because you said... Because you said, why do you want to see other people succeed and not yourself? And I was like, well, I'm going to self-destruct, so I can't last that long.
Then you can't be a coach. That's if you like to see other people self-destruct, then you'd be screwed.
No, because she doesn't play the game. She tells other people what to do.
I'm a boss-ass bitch.
Because she can't play the game. She coaches. Like those people.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the coach. Oh, I mean...
Dude, okay.
Fuck the coach.
The coach made all the fucking choices.
No, hate the ref.
No.
No.
The ref's just playing by your rules. Oh. Oh, whoa. She just pulled out a knife and I got scared. Anyway, scouting season. Okay, so scouting apparently happens between August 1st and August 31st.
So it's like you're
there's
back.
Dates, Tanya. There's dates.
There's dates?
So, scouting season is over.
Yeah, so this is when you first go back to school.
So, wait, so what day is today? Today is September 8th. So, scouting season's August 1st to 31st. So, scouting, that's like looking around, looking at your options, seeing the cute guys in class, going to the gym.
You guys are in that draft now.
Yeah, now we're in drafting season. We are choosing picks.
Yeah, because remember, girls fuck who they want, men fuck who they can.
Well, I don't feel like that's true.
Okay. If you go up to any guy on campus and be like, you wanna fuck? They'll be like, yes.
No, they'll be like, who the fuck do you think you are? They'll be like, do you really think I have that much low self-esteem? Like, let's get real, girl. You didn't even learn my name yet.
Okay.
I feel like guys are not like that.
Tanya, back me up here, kid. Okay, a man whore. A man whore on campus. If you go up to a guy who you know has slept with the entire whatever, the whole campus, they didn't choose that life.
You know, so you're telling me that girls can't fuck whoever?
Girls can fuck whoever they want, but they get to choose.
Wait, what was it you said? I don't really know.
Okay. Anyways,
scouting season. Scouting. Well, you're looking for your options. So what do you look for in scouting season, Maddie? Like, what are you doing in scouting season?
Remember, I'm the coach, so I help you.
Yeah, tell me. What do you do,
coaches,
coach?
Coaches are the ones that are doing the scouting.
Yeah. Put me in, coach. How have you not scouted for me? It's freaking drafting season. We're 8 days late. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I just look at, like, what you want in a person. And your options, your available options, because we have to rule out all the gays, all the people who are taken.
The gays kind of rule themselves out, are you kidding me?
There are some closeted homosexuals.
She said that joke to the, to...
Our worship pastor.
Well, he's not a sheltered kid, but...
Even if they were.
Don't give a shit.
So, scouting season, we're looking for 10s out of 10s, straight dimes, can play all the games.
Yeah, don't waste
Can make it to the end of the season.
Don't waste your time with pennies when you can catch a dime, baby.
Wow, look at you.
Amen to that.
Now she's a philosophizer, you guys.
You want to make sure, that you know what you're paying for?
She's going to go from podcast to novels real quick.
Yeah. I'm already working on that. I'm an author. I've written,
She'd be
a book and a half?
It'd be like that sometimes.
So poetic.
Be like that.
Okay, then we move on to the next season, which is drafting season. September. All of September.
Yeah, so right now we're in drafts. So that means, like, you're kind of narrowing it down. You're kind of dating people, and you're just...
So you're dating the draft season? Drafting season?
Well, you can, like, go on dates.
I thought... So drafting is going on dates. Or is that tryouts?
Okay, drafting is, like, getting to know them. Like, what's their favorite color? And maybe,
like convincing them to continue to text you.
Yeah. Like, maybe getting their number. Maybe, you know, just kind of, like, ooh, I... You know, I'm not quite sure. Okay. Stop getting my
goddamn. Okay, I'll stop.
Tanya has decided to leave because his girlfriend doesn't want to be part of this.
Yeah.
She's already made it through.
That's right. Priorities.
Oh, he said priorities. He's cuffed.
That's what we like to call in the industry, whipped. Okay, anyways, so drafting season, you're just kind of getting their Snapchat, maybe like trying to study with them, you know, just kind of making kind of like basic friend moves just to see if you even want them, because you gotta like them as a friend, you know. That's the basis of it.
Yeah, so, like, drafting is, like, trying to be like, hey, let's hang out more.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's study. Let's go on a hike together. Let's maybe, you know, let's hang out at my house. It's not quite like coffee. Like, it's not like one-on-one yet. You know, I feel like you still need to be in a group setting or whatever.
Okay, tryouts.
Comfortability.
All October. October's Halloween, bro.
So maybe you're slowly starting to see, like, going to a Halloween party.
Cuffing season's like the holidays.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, basically, you're doing this to get them to the holidays. Like, people, you want to take him home for Thanksgiving, you want to celebrate.
Ew. New After Year's. Meeting him in August?
I know, exactly.
Maybe you want to spend some money on the guy, have him spend some money on you.
Yeah, for Christmas, though. Maybe you get really good Christmas presents, not just socks.
I don't like spending money on myself.
Is he a materialistic thing, or is he like, I made you a card?
Tanya's in on this podcast.
Tanya's
you like
so
too.
Invested on this podcast. Bryce is like,
pull up a chair, pull up a chair, pull up a chair. Oh, she really doesn't want it. Okay.
She's really not so, about this life. She's like, Tony, Tanya, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, are you done now or what?
Yeah, she's like, come on.
So what do you think about tryout season?
What do you mean?
So there's scouting season and then there's drafting. So like you like start like being like, hey, here's my number. Yeah, like let's get coffee, let's
that's,
get to know each other.
That's when you're like
tryouts.
You know?
Tryouts, what do you think that means?
It means that they like
dating.
Yeah.
Dating.
Tryouts. But not like serious dating.
That's like
but like they're putting in more effort.
It's like your preseason. Who's going to be your starter? Season?
No, the preseason's after tryouts.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that what he says?
Yep.
Well, either one.
It's all one, he says.
Yeah, it's
all one. All in one. So
like tryouts and preseason are kind of like
oh, you want it down here?
Same.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to jersey.
Do you have lotion in your bathroom?
Did he make the team or did he get cut? That's the real question. Oh, I do have lotion in my bathroom. Oh, you got that.
Can you take some though?
My hands are real gross. I'm sorry you had to do that. Tryouts. Did he make the team or not? Preseason.
Right.
Like, is he alright? So actually that's actually 1, 2, 3, 4. So my birthday is in preseason.
So that means like you're pretty much like you're almost exclusive. You're almost going steady. You're almost there.
Almost going steady.
You're just wanting to be like, don't fuck other people.
Okay.
Which is very...
No.
Well... Why did... So Peyton texted anyone not doing anything?
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah. Not doing anything? What's up?
She's gonna be like, hey, can you get me an overnight bag?
Well... What it consists of preseason.
Preseason is just
hanging out more, and them coming over all the time.
Not all the time, but maybe like once a week. Maybe you have a set study
once a
schedule.
Week. Okay, so sorry, we are opposites again. Once a week for before you guys are like cuffed. So when does the relationship start?
I think when it's
tryouts.
No, when does it say cuffed?
Cuffing season starts December 1st.
Yeah, so that's when you're like, okay, I want a thing with you. I want a date, basically. I feel like that's just, you're dating.
Okay, so you're dating and you're pursuing each other. Playoffs, January 16th to February 13th.
So this is when, like, the holiday season's dying down.
And you're really together to be together, not because you're lonely.
Right, yeah. So this is like, it's just the colder months. Like, this is what I envision cuff season. It's like, you know, you want to be able to watch those Christmas movies and, you know, cuddle up and have a nice movie night with them. And just, you get lonely because it's dark outside or whatever. And it's not like hoe season anymore. It's, you just want someone to cuddle up with and be warm and cozy. And
yeah. And then playoffs.
And
it's more than just cuff. It's just more than just staying warm. It's
like,
you
oh,
actually like this person.
Like you. I actually have feelings. Like, my feelings are developing for you.
So then if they make it past that, it's a championship game.
Which is right before Valentine's Day, right?
Which is Valentine's Day.
Wow. So you made it from August?
August
to February. What is that? Not 6 months.
1, 2, 3,
wait,
4, 5, 6, 7 months.
7 months.
7 months. Wow. 7 months to get in a relationship that like lasts for like a while.
Yeah, like the preseason game. Like basically, it's from August to December that you're
preseason
really
doesn't this. Count. Apparently.
Oh,
doesn't. Well, that's so what we just went over. So preseason.
Yeah, that's true. You're just scouting.
December.
True.
February.
But then they caught your eye. So December, something about February. Them still like.
So that's dating for 3 months if you get to February. Wow.
And then you break up because you get bored of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're starting it all over for the hoes, like hot girl summer.
Yeah. So you know what I've noticed on TikTok a lot is these girls like start catching. So like they're like, I don't need a boyfriend. Fuck it up. I'm a bad bitch. And they're like, guy pays attention to me. I kind of like that. You know, like, we'll just see how it goes. No pressure.
And then they're
okay, I really like him. Like, I really want to spend more time with him. I think I'm actually falling. Like, crushing hardcore. Ghosted. Why the fuck does it get all the way to, like, actually, I do have feelings for this guy. And then, boom. Where
because
he at?
Guys can sense fear. They can sense that, like, oh, like, they're comfortable. Boom. Let's fuck her up. They have, like, you know that when your ex texts you after, like, not having and you're finally starting to move on and you haven't,
and then
you know,
he texts you.
And then he texts you because they can sense that.
They can sense when you've moved on. It's so true. Oh, it's so true.
Finally. Or even just
when you finally stop thinking about them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so true.
It's a thing that you had with a guy. It's your old fuck buddy. It's whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, boys have, like, an eighth sense because they have to have dumb in there, too. And then, like, another sense that I can't think of.
Ugh. That's just so annoying. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you are wasting my time.
Right, like, so now let's talk about the stages of simping, because I know you wanted to get into that.
Stages of simping, what are those?
So, like, you know, what we just talked about, like, kind of like, oh, he, you know.
I'm a bad bitch, but I don't need nobody.
Yeah. And then you see some cute guy, maybe in your class, maybe on
campus.
And then
he starts hanging out with you.
And then you're like, oh, I got a Snapchat. Like, that's kind of cool. And then for me, at least, I'm like, okay, whatever.
And then you start hanging out with them more. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, he's really cute. He's really great.
Yeah, he's just nice. For me, especially if they can make you laugh. Like, I 100% am like, oh. And then it starts getting to when I start noticing there's a problem. It's like, oh, you smile when they text you. And that's usually when I'm like, oh, shit.
But I smile all the time, so
I know,
I'm
but
fucked
like,
for life.
Your heart kind of like... Like, he texts me, you know? He's thinking about me. And then when you open up the text and it's, like, a meme or something, you're like... And that's usually when I start shutting down. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want this guy controlling my emotions because we're girls and guys really do control a lot of our
fucking hate it.
Lives.
I hate how they can make you smile from a text. Like, right. They're not even in the same room.
They have a lot of control that sometimes they... I like when they don't realize that control because I want to be in control. But as soon as they know that they have you, that's when I'm like, okay, bye. I have to drop you. I can't do
so that's what, maybe that's what guys think.
That they have the control over us?
But or they like having control over us, but then once we realize we have control over them, they're like, but no.
That's true.
I'm gonna ghost them though.
But also, like, guys, I feel like, are just way more simpy. You know, like, let's go cuddle on a cuddle train.
Oh my gosh. See, opposites once more. Guys are not like that.
But guys, like, are, you know, like
more simpy than girls. Girls.
No, but they don't show it as much. Like, I feel like girls are like, oh my god, and they overthink. But guys, once they like a girl, they'll like do anything. Like, their actions will totally, like, girls are totally like they want like words. Mm-hmm. They believe words. And guys are like, no, I want actions. So guys will prove, they'll get you stuff. They'll like, you know, help you out.
Yeah.
They'll help you with your car. I heard this is weird. I don't know if it's true. I have to investigate a little bit more, so stay tuned. But I heard that someone, I think it was on TikTok or Twitter, where I get most of my information, it was like, so guys, do you know when you start liking a girl? Like, you know when you start liking a girl and your dick jumps when she texts you? Like, she's the one. So I really just want to, like, you know, ask someone in a relationship, but like just whoever, like, oh, do you feel like this is true? Because it could just be like a you know, whatever, your dick jumps, like a weird thing, but I kind of feel like it's true. I'm like, wouldn't that be so funny?
Ask Tanya.
No,
why not?
They're not ready yet.
Why?
Bruce would kill me. She would murder me.
But you say the most. You say those things, though. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
That's funny.
But I just want to know. You know?
Yeah. Wow. This is very educational.
Yeah. When your dick jumps, ask your significant other.
I can't wait till my dick jumps.
Ask your SO.
I'm also, okay, so I also have to put this out there. If you are a crush, or if you are currently in the scouting season with me, or the drafting season, since it's October or September 8th, we are in the drafting season. So if you are participating in my drafting season, and I think I, and you think I have drafted you, aka you know who you are.
No, they don't. That's the problem.
I think they do know who they are, because we mentioned them before. If you are listening to my podcast, like, I am so sorry. This is the real me. You're just going to have to accept it. So, well, I think that's all.
Yeah, that's all she wrote.
Got anything else for the day?
I will report back on my findings. Can't wait. But for those of you who are in the scouting season.
In drafting season.
In drafting now, I wish you the best of luck. And remember, you're a bad bitch. Don't catch feelings.
Yeah.
Don't let them control you.
They're
just
guys. Stop catching feelings. It's guys. Actually the worst. It's hard.
Oh,
really? It hurts my head.
Oh, yeah,
and sure. My heart. Well, I'm Madison.
And I'm Maddie.
Thanks for watching The Polar Opposites.
See you next time.
Bye.